This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Minnesota prosecutors have acknowledged that police officer Derek Chauvin had his knee on George Floyd's neck for 7 minutes 46 seconds, not the 8 minute 46 seconds that became global and a symbol of police brutality. Timestamps cited in the document's description of the incident, much of which was caught on video, showed Chauvin had his knee on Floyd for 7 minutes 46 seconds, including a minute 53 seconds after Floyd appeared to stop breathing. The Associated Press began asking about the error the day after the initial charges were filed, but prosecutors had repeatedly declined to address the matter. A dramatic shift has taken place in the nation's opinions on policing and race as a new poll finds that more Americans today than 5 years ago believe police brutality is a very serious problem that too often goes undisciplined and unequally targets Black Americans. The poll by the Associated Press Norick Center for Public Affairs Research finds that about half of American adults now say police violence against the public is a very or extremely serious problem. Only about 3 in 10 said the same in July of 2015. Those who say it is not a serious problem has declined from a third in 2015 to about 2 in 10 today. Black community leaders in Tulsa, Oklahoma, said that they fear a large rally by U.S. President Donald Trump in the city this weekend could spark violence. Meanwhile, the state's governor has asked Mr. Trump not to visit the site of a race massacre where up to 300 black residents were killed by white mobs in 1921. Tens of thousands of Trump supporters are expected in Tulsa Saturday for the first of a series of rallies around the country. The rally at the 19,000-seat Box Center would overlap a two-day local celebration of Juneteenth. This is VOA News. Oakland, California police say that they found 5 ropes hanging from trees in a busy city park. The mayor referred to them as nooses Wednesday and said that they were being investigated as a hate crime. Police said officers searched the area near the popular Lake Merritt in response to a social media post that identified a noose. Police said several community members said the ropes were used for exercise, and one person said he put them up several months ago. A man who was black told at KGO-TV that he was the one who put the ropes up for exercise and for fun. It is said that it does not matter the ropes were used for, or what they were used for. It's been called incumbent on all of us to know the actual history of racial violence and what nooses represent. More than 448,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, more than 117,000 in the United States. Worldwide, the number of confirmed infections is well above 8.3 million and exceeds 2.1 million in the U.S. Latin America continues to see an explosion in COVID-19 cases, with Brazil being the epicenter and having the second highest number of deaths and infections globally. China on Thursday warned of countermeasures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump signing a legislation calling for sanctions over the repression of China's Uyghur Muslims, demanding that Washington stop interfering in its affairs. China's foreign ministry said in a statement that the United States must bear all the consequences of any responses from Beijing and urge Washington to stop what it called harming China's interest. According to an internal document from Berlin seen by Reuters, the German government is sending a message to the EU states to prepare for a no-deal Brexit and cast doubts on Britain's optimism that there will be an early deal on its future relations with the bloc. Britain quit the European Union at the end of January and is now in transition phase. Now, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he has no intentions of extending the transition beyond 2020, and he's impatient for a deal. The German government document, dated June 15th, says Britain is escalating threats in Brussels and wants to settle as much as possible as quickly as possible. Facebook has closed a big political advert loophole ahead of November's U.S. presidential election. Since 2018, the social media giant has attached a paid-for-by disclaimer to political ads. It followed a backlash for failing to stop Russia from using its platforms to influence the 2016 U.S. elections, but the label disappeared once people shared the ads to their own feeds. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.